Before the start of the school year, college seemed but a mere dream for Krista Lucas. The 19-year-old has a 7-month-old daughter, works 35 hours a week to support her family, and thought her only chance of getting a diploma was by passing her GED. Today, not only is college a possibility for Lucas, but an expectation.
When I first found out I was pregnant, my whole thing was once I was going to drop out and get my GED. You know, it was the easy way out, and, you know, college was kind of like pushed to the back burner, and now I'm getting my high school education, and then I'm moving on to college. It's not a, oh, I think I'm going to do this. It's a, oh, I am going to do this type of thing.
She then plans to take classes at Ivy Tech Community College and eventually transfer to Purdue. Oakland principal Claire Luchin is hesitant to categorize Oakland as an alternative school, but admits it does offer a unique experience.
I'm starting to feel that we're more of an experimental educational environment. If I were to say every single day is entirely intentional and purposeful, I would be misrepresenting Oakland High School. Because when you're talking about people and the things that they need, you have to have, I think, that level of flexibility, and you have to recognize that each one of these kids here comes to us with an individual set of desires and an individual set of wants and needs. 3X.
Fewer than 60 students are enrolled at Oakland, which allows for more individual attention. Some classes have a student-to-teacher ratio as low as 8 to 1. Senior Megan Childs says such interaction inspires personal confidence and focus, which has resulted in greater academic success.
I now am graduating a year early instead of a year behind. Being here is amazing because there's always somebody to talk to, whether it's a student or a staff member. And they actually make you feel important because you are here.
Childs and many of the other students who are part of the inaugural class at Oakland haven't had easy lives. Their situations are all unique, but no less challenging. English teacher Josh Roadruck says he is amazed by what these students are doing to overcome some of life's obstacles in an effort to create a brighter future for themselves.
I can imagine going through what some of these kids have gone through, not just with family, but with friends and other situations, things they go through. I've really learned how to handle adversity in life, kind of. I've had some things happen to me since I've been at Oakland and a part of the Oakland team that if I hadn't seen how these kids had dealt with it, I think it would have been much more difficult for me to deal with it. I say, you know, if these kids can deal with this and show up every day at school, you know, so can I.
And Principal Luchin says that is one of the special aspects of Oakland. The school is centered around the concept of family, where everyone, both students and staff, grow and get better together.
We're no different than any other family. There's some real good things about being part of a family, and there's also some very challenging things about being part of a family, because we do not turn a blind eye to behaviors. We handle things in a pretty head-on, upfront, and personal kind of way.
That type of tough love approach keeps Childs motivated. She often felt lost at her former high school and was rarely excited about her classes, but says Oakland staff has given her a renewed sense of purpose and focus.
They work with me. They don't yell at me. They'll pull me aside and say, you know, okay, you need to do this. You know, why don't you know this material? What can we do to help you learn that? And it makes me want to comply, and it makes me want to push on.
But Oakland isn't for everybody. There are no musical or sports programs as of yet, and credits are earned in a unique way. As opposed to having a set time frame, such as quarters and semesters, Oakland students receive credit toward their degree by proving they fully understand the material. Luchin believes this method helps students better retain and apply the information.
Basically, it isn't the time spent, it's the quality and the level of proficiency that the child has displayed. And when we see that they've mastered the standards, we give them the credit. And then that also means that in response, we need to have something else ready for them to move into that allows them to continuously be moving to graduation.
And graduation now seems as close as ever for Krista Lucas.
I think it's more of a college setting. When you come to school, you come to school to work. You don't come to school to mess around and play games. This is my work. This is what I do. I just love it. I love coming to school.
Luchin believes Lucas and the other students who are part of the first ever class at Oakland are setting a strong standard for the future. She thinks these students should serve as an inspiration throughout the entire Lafayette community.
I hope that it also helps them to recognize that they can change things. That story that you may currently be living in doesn't have to be your story forever. They can change it up anytime, and that they have the ability, the capacity, and the skills to do that. And I think that's the most important thing that we can teach kids, is it is never too late to change your life.
Sam Clement, WBAA News.